Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're a nickel too much on defense for me. In 2025, I can't allow you to play a safe defense and still have success. They are a nickel, it feels like, every single snap.
Dan Orlovsky, ESPN, breaking down one of his critiques, criticisms, places to improve for your New England Patriots. Before we dive a little deeper into that, Fitzy, we got a lot of responses to our Drake May or the field conversation, especially on the text line. 978 says, what a fanboy Hart is. Cripes, it's sad. Wait, now I'm a fanboy? I thought I was a hater. It's hard to keep track of the textures.
Yeah, you can't. You really can't please everyone, can you?
You really can't. 603 said, would you have taken Mahomes over Brady 5 years ago? Similar type thing. The established Super Bowl winner. So that's that question comparison. So 508 resonated that Dan Ball was back there. So Ball is punishing May for something he hasn't done yet. Gotcha, says the 508. We got called homers by a number of people. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot. And 401 said simply, Josh Allen is head and shoulders above Drake May. It's not even a debate. So there's that for you. Yes, Dan Ball, would you like to retort?
What was the, I'm punishing him for something he hasn't done yet?
Yeah.
Well, you're also praising him for something he hasn't done yet. You can say that. You can say that out of both sides of your mouth because he simply doesn't have that resume yet.
Correct.
I'm rooting for him to be great and tell me to shut up. But for the time being, yeah, I got to see it first.
I don't think he'll tell you to shut up. I mean, he'll have the opportunity each and every Monday if he wants to.
Yeah, you know, it's just the media. You know,
because you are the first voice he hears, right? When he calls in on Mondays.
I could tell he was in a good mood on Monday, by the way, because normally it's just like, hey, how you doing? But I go, hey, Drake, how are you? He goes, what's going on? I'm like, he's in get out of here rook mode. So, yeah, that was good.
I'll say, so good. So maybe in the future, maybe just give me like a signal when you talk to him, when you put him on hold right before I'm about to do the read and
like
put him on the
thumbs
air.
Thumbs up for Super Drake, maybe like, the shaky hand for, it's okay.
Yeah. Can I get in your ear and go, yeah, or, oh, shoot, and then that'll let you know?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So Dan Orlovsky says the Patriots play nickel defense too much in the year 2025, and it's going to cost them. I want to hear more from Orlovsky because he sort of explains the answer a little bit more, Fitzy. But is this a concern for you, Nick Fitzy Stevens?
Once we finally have somebody that runs for over 100 yards against the Patriots or exposes their rush defense, then it'll be a concern. But until such time as which somebody's able to crack the code of the Pats defense, then no, it's not. As a matter of fact, the Patriots being in nickel defense too often, it's the passing defense that has given us pause and concern, if I'm not mistaken.
No. I feel much better about the run defense. Now, I don't know that you have faced, you got some challenges on the horizon with Baltimore, Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, James Cook. Like, the Bills and the Ravens got some challenges on the horizon. But you're right. This has been a very good run defense in the face of whoever it had to face on a weekly basis. One of the things that I think allows them to do this, so I was looking. Four of their six top tacklers on defense are defensive backs. Second on the team, we know Robert Spillane is the leading tackler. Second on the team is Craig Woodson, your rookie safety.
He's second?
He is second on the team.
You know, I was going to actually guess, believe it or not, Marcus Jones.
He is third, and I think he's part of why you can play nickel. We've talked about it a lot. Marcus Jones is not afraid to get grimy and physical.
He'll lay a stick.
So I think part of the way he's playing, and Christian Gonzalez is also in the conversation there. I think he's been a more physical tackler than people maybe thought coming out of college and wanted to give him credit for. So I think that's the truth, is your defensive backs have done a nice job tackling and are part of that run defense that, as you mentioned, I'll believe it's a problem when it becomes a problem, at least for a half. Like, maybe you have to adjust at halftime. But right now, they've proven that they can play nickel and play nickel well enough to tackle and play the run. My concern, as you brought up, Fitzy, if we're already worried about the pass defense and you take a defensive back off the field, aren't we going to worry about the pass defense even more?
We very well might. And isn't that one of the reasons why they were willing to move on from Kyle Duggar and Jabril Peppers? Because much better box safeties, sort of like more linebacker-esque safeties, if you will, not the free safety, field-roaming, multi-versatile type of safeties that a Terrell Williams, Mike Vrabel defense is built around.
Let's mix in some phone calls here, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Mike in Manchester, who has a thought on the Patriots. What's up, Mike?
Hey, fellas. Good to talk to you. I'm wondering what you might think would be the most constructive game for the Patriots to lose towards the end of the season here. Would it be a game that they should win rather than, say, the Bills or Baltimore? So that they can, you know, deal with a little adversity that they don't expect? Or would it be either one of the other teams that might present a little more of a challenge to them?
Thanks for the call, Mike. So there's two ways to look at this. I get the way Mike's looking at it. Like, do you want to get beat by the Bills and just say, well, there's no shame in that. The Bills are really good. Josh Allen's really good. That doesn't really affect the perception of the Patriots. That's one argument. You split with the Bills. Okay, maybe you lose a shootout. Maybe Josh Allen beats Drake May 35-32 at Gillette Stadium. Okay, that's one theory. But I think the more practical theory is, wouldn't you want to lose to the Giants because it's an NFC game and you like tiebreaker-wise and all those other things, you'd rather lose to the Giants?
No, God, that would be atrocious. That would be one of those like, oh no. See, because each kind of loss, Andy, will say something different about the Patriots. If you lose to Cincinnati, it's, wow, they didn't even have their best weapon, yet old man Flacco was able to expose the defense that Orlovsky just said is in nickel too much. If you lose to the Giants, it's, uh-oh, this team has trap game syndrome. They're capable of looking past an opponent when they have somebody else in their eyes. If you lose to Buffalo or the Ravens, it's, you know, so long as it's a good game, it's you're still kind of there. You know, there's no denying the 8, 9, 10 games in a row you rattled off. It's just that a team with a little more experience got the best of you. So they'd rather lose to Buffalo or the Ravens because that's battle testing time.
Yeah, I just worry that that's an AFC loss and now you lose the tiebreaker to some team and now you're playing on wild card weekend instead of winning the tiebreaker and not playing and having the number one seed. So the Giants is a non-conference loss, which does the least damage to all your tiebreakers and things of that measure. If we're going on the other, then yes, it's the Bills. I don't want to lose to the Ravens. I already beat the Bills, so I already, you know, at best they can break even on the season with us.
Still have them, yeah.
I don't want to lose to the Ravens. I don't want them.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Picking up steam over you late in the season. I want none of that. So, and then that'll bring into account they probably ran the ball. Now we're questioning the run defense because the run defense was one of the strengths of the team.
Lamar 11 for 80 and 2 touchdowns. Derrick Henry 123 and a touchdown.
Yeah, I don't like that idea. So if I were going to pick a loss, it might be to the Giants. Anyway, Stiz, we have a little more from Dan Orlovsky explaining his thought about the concerns regarding the Patriots' nickel defense.
And in the era of tight ends, look at who's using nickel. Now, Seattle's a little bit of a different animal because they've got a 230-pound nickel, right? So if New England's using a nickel, five defensive backs, the third most in the NFL. In 2025, when it's the year of tight ends and smash-mouth football and playing under center, if I'm Indy and I don't run it at you 40 times, shame on me. If I'm Buffalo and I don't run it at you 40 times, shame on me. The Chargers and the way that they use their tight ends, Baltimore, if they get in. So as great as the New England story has been, if New England consistently thinks that they're going to be allowed to line up and play nickel defense in a win-or-go-home game against some teams in the AFC that can and will play smash-mouth, multiple tight ends, fullback on the field football, it'll be an early exit if they get into the playoffs. So I'm telling New England right now, the story's been great. Quarterback's playing awesome. You cannot play nickel as much as you want and get away with it.
But they have. Wow. They're 9-2. We had one texter that says, seems like the defense works, said the 9-7. Yeah, it's worked.
Schedule.
I mean, 11
games. I'll be the comment section. Schedule.
Now, he used the example that is the ultimate example to me, Jonathan Taylor. He's a guy that could be the offensive player of the year. Hell, he could be the MVP when it's all said and done.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could give up 200 yards to Jonathan Taylor, whether you're in nickel, dime, base. Like, he's having one of those seasons where they may just decide they're going to run the ball down your throat and play it that way. And then in terms of the matchups with tight ends, do I think Marcus Jones can get bullied in the passing game? Yeah, I do. We've seen it. We've actually literally, like, Drake London bullied him.
I was going to say, Drake London on line one.
So there's a big receiver there that has bullied him. And this is where it gets down to something we talked about yesterday, the coaching and the game planning and Zach Kaur and Terrell Williams and Mike Vrabel coming up with matchups. And I know we haven't seen it probably as much as we thought we might have, but he said they wanted to be multiple when he took over and described what they were going to do. So I don't rule out a Belichickian-like switch where they play mostly nickel all year long, and then, yeah, they get to a matchup with the Colts in the first or the second round of the playoffs and go, well, we can't do that. That wouldn't be a good game plan for this week.
Wait, is that Anfernee Jennings out there? Oh my God, sure. I wasn't expecting to see him.
Or maybe they go to a big nickel. I don't also rule out like a big nickel where all of a sudden it's like Del Pettis alongside Hawkins and Woodson, and they play it a little differently because they feel like Marcus Jones could get bullied a little bit. They could make that type of an adjustment. Or Marte Mapu, who they've used primarily as a linebacker. Do we see some look where it's like, well, is he a linebacker or is he actually the third safety? Is this kind of a big nickel look for them?
Oh, so, and then Steichen calls a play action to Tyler Warren and it becomes an entire chess match. I want to see this now. I'm so ready for this.
So, and I get it. And we'll get into this more later in the show. Maybe some other areas of concern that we have. I know Ted's and I'm sort of with him. That red zone area is something we're going to be talking about until they improve the numbers in the red zone and get those numbers in a more palatable position. But I'm not worried about the nickel the way Dan Orlovsky is on ESPN. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, Celtics got a win last night against the Nets in Brooklyn, 113-99. Was it a good win? Did Jaylen Brown have a good game with 29 points? Did he have a bad game with 8 turnovers? We break it down next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.